From Bonhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn, Tiger Talk is on the air. Tiger Talk is presented by Alpha Insurance. Auto, home, life, business. Alpha Insurance covers it all. AlphaInsurance.com. Tweet questions at AU Sports Network or email aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Alabama Power. At Alabama Power, we give 100% to achieve 99.9% dependability. Our commitment helps deliver power for a better Alabama. By Wind Creek Hotel and Casino, with three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. You can escape every day at Wind Creek Hotel and Casino and WindCreekCasino.com. The Alabama Department of Public Health. Together, we can create the best opportunity to support health and well-being for all Alabamians. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/COVID-19. And by the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, celebrating 65 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers. Now, the host of Tiger Talk, alongside Brad Law, here's the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham.
Auburn takes a two-game win streak in Neville Arena on Saturday night. Bruce Pearl's team now 3-1 in the SEC after a big road victory at Ole Miss on Tuesday night. Good evening and War Eagle. This is Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance with Brad Law and Jacob Hillman. I'm Andy Burcham from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Before we get to the rest of the show, we have fabulous affiliates all across the Southeast, certainly outstanding affiliates, Selma, Alex City, and Andalusia. All three of those areas hit hard by weather today. Tornadoes at least in Selma and in Alex City today. So our thoughts and prayers out to all the folks there in those areas. They will need some help after everything comes together for them. So just know that we are thinking about those folks in Selma, certainly Selma, Alex City, and down in Andalusia as well tonight. On the show tonight, we'll talk with Auburn men's head coach. That's Auburn men's tennis head coach Bobby Reynolds. 25th-ranked Tigers open the 2023 season on Sunday, hosting Michigan State at noon, and then Alabama State at 5. Admission is free at the Yarborough Tennis Center. We'll also talk with Auburn men's basketball head coach Bruce Pearl. 21st-ranked Tigers host Mississippi State Saturday night at 7:30. Sonny Smith and Brad Law join me on the call from Neville Arena at 7. The Tigers follow that with a trip to LSU Wednesday night at 6. Dylan Cardwell wraps up the show tonight. Cap, as we call him, combines with Jani Broome to be the best shot-blocking duo in the country. Auburn Track and Field opens its indoor season at the Clemson Invite tomorrow. 15th-ranked Auburn women's tennis is in Indian Wells in the duel in the desert starting tomorrow. 5th-ranked gymnastics on the road at number 2 Florida tomorrow night at 6:30. Women's basketball plays at LSU on Sunday at 2. Britt Bowen with the call on FM Talk 93.9. Starting at 1:45. Stay tuned. We're back with Bobby Reynolds as Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, continues in a moment.
Tiger fans, it's game day. Time to put on the team colors, set up the tailgate, and enjoy some football. Of course, no tailgate is complete without Golden Flake snacks. From our crispy potato chips, our light and airy pork skins, to our deliciously cheesy cheese puffs, you're certain to score big. So grab a bag of Golden Flake or any of our delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. It's game time. Tailgate with Golden Flake, celebrating 65 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers.
Head down. He's in. Touchdown, Auburn!
The game has changed, and the future of Auburn Athletics now demands a strong name, image, and likeness program. I'm Andy Burcham, and I urge you to support On to Victory, the name, image, and likeness collective for Auburn student athletes. Please take this opportunity to improve the lives of our players and give our teams the best chance of success. Learn more at ontovictory.com.
From mobile banking to retirement planning to business loans, Trustmark is the bank that fits you to a T. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC.
Kia of Auburn is happy to connect the Kia brand to the Auburn fans. Our winning lineup has something for everyone at almost any budget. SUVs like the Telluride, Sorento, and Sportage. You prefer a sedan? Check out the Rio, Forte, Soul, or the Sporty Stinger. And don't forget our new multi-purpose vehicles, the Carnival, or our amazing hybrid or electric vehicles. Kia of Auburn is a proud supporter of Auburn Athletics. Kia of Auburn, where you're always number one. Whoa, Rico.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 86. This is how you say, gee willikers, it's a hot one. Let's cool down with some Bud Lights. That's it for today. Bud Light, crisp.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Working unsafely around underground utilities could put you at risk for outages, injury, and loss of life. Don't risk it. Alabama 811 plays a vital role in taking the request to have the underground utilities marked. It's free, it's simple, it's the law. Visit al811.com for more info.
Submit questions by emailing aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Now, back to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
Yes, email is a way that you can submit your questions. You can also tweet them to us at AU Sports Network. Or if you are in the house tonight, just raise your hand. Jacob Hillman will come to you with a wireless microphone, and we will get your questions for men's tennis coach Bobby Reynolds, men's basketball coach Bruce Pearl, or Dylan Cardwell to help us wrap up the show tonight. Very excited to be back at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Very excited to have this terrific crowd in the house tonight. We always go on and just kind of, you know, introduce the show to the crowd a few minutes before the show starts. And hey, they were ready. They were ready to respond. This is a heightened atmosphere tonight, and we're glad that everybody is here. Before we start to talk a little men's tennis, I got to remind you, AL.com is the place to go for everything you need to know, college football, college basketball, and beyond. Weekly shows during football season and a ton of great pre- and post-game coverage for the rest of the year. AL.com for everything Auburn fans need to know. All right, men's tennis gets underway this weekend at the Yarbrough Tennis Center, and the head coach of the 24th ranked Tigers is Bobby Reynolds, and he joins us now. Coach, welcome, War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you for having me.
Very exciting time, obviously. What are the last few days of preparation like before you get to launch into competition this weekend?
You know, we've been out there. We actually rescheduled our practices for tonight, 7:30, just because of the weather, so wanted to be safe on that front, but the guys have come back in great form. You know, they used the winter break back at home wherever they went and worked hard. So it's nice to see. I think as a coach, you know, you let them go right around Thanksgiving time and you get them back at the beginning of the year and you have your fingers crossed. But these guys want to make another step and build off of last year's success. And that's what it's all about.
You guys finished with a flourish last year, a run into the semifinals of the SEC tournament, a win in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I know that goals are higher again this season. Talk about what you bring back from a team that was in the NCAA tournament, Coach, a year ago.
Yeah, you know, that was our first team in a while that's made the NCAA tournament. So for them, that was their goal. I felt like a very attainable goal at the beginning of the year, but one that they had not achieved yet. So now that we've kind of put that in the past, you know, our next goal is to host the NCAA regionals, and that would be a top 16 ranking at the end of the year. And we come back with five of our six singles and doubles players from last year. But we also added two new freshmen, which will help not only with the depth, but also to fill in, you know, the spot that we lost with Tad McLean at number three and also number one doubles. So those guys, they're ready. You know, they're ready. Like I said, they want to continue the success that we've had in the last couple of years and continue to build.
I know how most coaches feel about preseason rankings, and it matters more what you do at the end of the year. But it's got to say something that for the first time in your tenure about the way that you've built the program up, that this team does go into a season with a little more national respect, checking in at number 24 in the polls. First time you've had a team ranked in the preseason top 25.
Yes, very true. From a coach's standpoint, we want to know what the ranking is at the end of the year, not the beginning. But yeah, speaking on that, yes, you know, first time. So it's obviously, it helps us in the recruiting. It helps us, you know, we've changed a little bit of, I guess, the blood of Auburn men's tennis. You know, I always wanted it to be a little bit more American than maybe in the past of international. critics said that we couldn't do it, and we've done that. You know, over the last 2 years, we've gotten two players that are inside the top 10 on tennis, what we are recruiting, tennis recruiting. So, you know, that's the way that it's going. And yeah, we do. We want to be, you know, we want single digits next to our name. Yeah. You know, that's the goal.
You ready for Herb? You ready for your first question
yep,
for the audience?
I'm ready.
Go, Herb.
I'm ready. Coach, congratulations on the preseason ranking. Sports fans usually can keep up with football recruiting. You have a big day in November, big day in February, some in between. But then the transfer portal really gets things mixed up. So how is tennis recruiting? What's sort of your schedule, the big days, and how has the transfer portal worked with that?
Yeah, no, great question. Obviously, transfer portal, I think, is affecting all sports. And we've been successful, I would say, 2 years ago in getting two transfers. I think in the tennis world, ultimately, if you ask us as a coach, we'd like to, you know, have some guy for 4 years. So for me, you know, the recruiting process is usually 2 to 3 years before their freshman year. And that's ultimately our goal, is to get them in early, you know, kind of build that player coach relationship more so than having the one and done, plugging them in with the transfers. But yeah, our recruiting and our signing days are, we start, you know, junior year is when we're able to obviously have them on campus, and then they can verbally commit in their junior year, but not sign until their senior year.
Let's go back out to the audience. Jungle East here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill tonight.
We've got Michael. So, Coach, Jordan-Hare Stadium hosts 87,000. Neville Arena hosts 9,000. Obviously, it'll be great if we can get 87,000 people out there to watch a tennis match. But how can fans, the Auburn family, contribute at these tennis matches this year?
We would love to have anybody and everybody that would love to come out. I think we have such an energetic team. And then when you come and actually watch the tennis and they're able to scream and yell, you're right up there, up on the court, especially on the indoors, with some of the best players in the country. And this weekend against Michigan State, you're going to have Tyler Stice, who was top 20 in the country in singles last year, playing their number one player, who's top 20 in the country. So, you know, to be able to see that high-level tennis literally, you know, feet away from you, that honestly sometimes might come into the stands, it's a neat experience for fans that maybe have never seen it.
All right, Michigan State is the opener Sunday at noon. Alabama State, Sunday at 5. You will be indoors this weekend.
We will be indoors, so don't worry about the cold or the rain.
All right. Talk about the two opponents that you get to open things up, Coach.
Michigan State, they're up-and-coming team. I think they're kind of like what we were maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Okay. So a new coach, young coach, energetic, has done a good job recruiting. And you know, we're looking for a tough battle right off the gate, you know, in our first match. But that's what we're looking for, you know, to keep growing off that. And then Alabama State will be our second match. And early in the season, we're just looking to build match play, you know, and that's really what the Alabama State doubleheader is.
How do you replace a Tad McClain? Because not only was he a very good player for you, but he was also one of those leadership guys and part of an outstanding doubles duo. So how do you go about replacing a Tad McClain from a year ago?
It's going to be tough. Yeah, he is. He's a special player for us, one that kind of really put us on the map with the finalist at the NCAA for doubles, and then a quarterfinalist is next year. So our doubles, you know, it's a work in progress. Okay. We are still trying to figure out, as we've talked many times, those different matchups. But like I said, we have 7 guys now that can play singles, that can play doubles, 8 guys. So that's exciting for us that we've never really had that before. And the leadership, you know, he left such a great legacy, and the guys have looked up to him and have kind of taken the reins. Obviously, they're still very young in that process, but, you know, looking to grow and fill that position.
Not only was Coach Reynolds the region coach of the year, his assistant, Chris Hushire, was the region assistant coach of the year for this past season. Yes. So you'll be congratulated about
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Talk about Chris and what he brings to the table for you.
Chris has been great. He was obviously on the women's side for a little bit before I tried to seal him over. He's been here for 10 years. His energy, his ableness to go out and recruit and connect with the guys is unbelievable. I wouldn't be in this position right now, and we wouldn't be here as a program without his contributions and just his what he's been able to do in the short amount of time that we've been together.
You got three guys sitting at this table over here that have been remarkably well behaved. Sure, who you got with you tonight?
I do. I have my three little boys with me today. So Parker and Mason and Blake, and they're 9, 7, and 5. So they love coming out. They love seeing me up here, and I really appreciate, you know, being able to be here with them, and you know, just hospitality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here,
so. That's good stuff. Kevin's trying to get him riled up, but you know. Yeah.
I'm more worried about Kevin and him on his best behavior than my kids.
All right. Hey, best of luck this weekend and throughout the season. Look forward to checking in with you again soon. Thanks for coming tonight.
Thank you for having me, War Eagle.
All right. Auburn men's tennis coach Bobby Reynolds. Tigers open up competition this weekend at the Yarbrough Tennis Center. Get the full schedule at auburntigers.com. Download that Auburn Game Day app and keep that schedule with you throughout the year. When we come back, we'll talk some men's basketball. Head coach Bruce Pearl in the house. Stay with us. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
From Auburn to Corvallis to Omaha, the Tigers are going to the College World Series.
February 17th, the Tigers return to the Diamond.
Here comes Ware. He makes the catch going to his knees.
Bases clearing double by Cole Foster.
This is your home for Auburn baseball.
That one sails into the night and over the wall.
He struck him out swinging. A complete game victory for Joseph Gonzalez.
The Auburn Sports Network.
It's a great day for Auburn Tigers to get vaccinated. COVID and flu vaccines are an important tool to help stop the pandemic. The Alabama Department of Public Health is offering the COVID and flu vaccines to anyone 6 months and older. COVID and flu. The COVID and flu vaccines are safe, effective, and free. COVID and flu are still on the rise. Don't let COVID and flu stop you from supporting your favorite team. Continue to help protect yourself, your friends, and our campus by getting the COVID and flu vaccines. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
Campbell under center. Campbell's going to throw on the play action into the end zone. Touchdown!
Hi, this is Jason Campbell. The game has changed. The future of Auburn Athletics demands a strong name, image, and likeness collective. That's On to Victory, the NIL collective for Auburn student athletes. I urge you to support On to Victory. You can improve the lives of our players and give our teams the best chance for success. Learn more at ontovictory.com.
AuburnTigers.com is the official website of Auburn Athletics. Read the latest feature stories on your favorite Tiger teams. Get critical game day info. Search videos and audio. Find how to get connected through social and digital media or by joining Tigers Unlimited. Shop the AU Photo Store or just find the next event on the athletic calendar. Plus, all athletics broadcasts are streamed free at AuburnTigers.com/watch. AuburnTigers.com, the official online home of Auburn Athletics.
Welcome back on Tiger Talk at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Glad to have you with us tonight in person. Glad to have you with us tonight on the Auburn Sports Network, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, the Auburn Tigers app.
Yes.
All the different ways that you can listen. And we welcome in Auburn men's basketball coach, the 21st ranked Auburn Tigers, Bruce Earl.
War Eagle, everybody.
War Eagle.
Hey, everybody's in a little better mood this week than last week.
A little bit.
That was because of obviously two wins this week and, you know, a tough road loss to Georgia last week. But I told him, I said, I wasn't in a bad mood last week.
I thought you handled it remarkably well.
Well,
they
pay me to show up.
They do.
So I have to show up. I don't know whether I handle it remarkably well. But
I think you do.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Just such a warm, fuzzy feeling. We love it.
You know what's most important? What's most important is when you don't win, that you don't throw the players under the bus.
Yep.
That it's not all their fault. That I'm sitting there going, man, I've got to do a better job of, all right, so guards are blowing by my guards. They're blowing by them. They blew by them at Georgia. What am I going to do to create some different things defensively to try to help my guards out? Can't sit there and just complain about it. And so I think we've done some good things defensively, kind of getting in the gaps a little bit more, showing a few more bodies, and not putting our guys out there on an island where they're getting driven by. We won't block as many shots, but we won't maybe hopefully not foul as much and hopefully do a better job of containing some penetration.
The Ole Miss win, particularly impressive because teams just haven't been able to go on the road and get wins. And it's one thing to go out. Look, you'll take it if you go out and win 55-54 and it's kind of sloppy and you're not real thrilled with how you play. You'll take those.
Yep.
But when you score 82 points and you look nearly surgical offensively doing it at points in the game, that's a different story altogether.
It is. It really is. And it starts and finishes with Wendell Green. I mean, Wendell is locked in right now. He's had two great, great games, and he's in a good spot. And 5'10 guys got to have an edge, and he got his edge back. It takes Alan Flanagan, who, you know, one of the things I talked to the guys about, I'll share it with you. You know, we try to do the things that God might bless every day. That's what we try to do, knowing that we very well may not get the blessing. Alan's been trying to do the right things for about 4 months, and he's gotten very little blessing. It just hasn't. But he's continued to try to do the right things. And as a result, he just finally got rewarded. And so the point is, a lot of people want to work, and they want to get rewarded right away. And they don't get rewarded. They get frustrated, and they say it's not worth it, and they quit, and they lose their faith. And Alan, to his credit, has not. If Alan Flanagan continues to play like he's playing right now, we're pretty good.
No question. Yeah. And he was very good for you. He's got double digits his last three ball games for you.
Yep.
And he was almost unstoppable in the second half Tuesday night. And Oxford did not miss a shot.
Yeah, he had a rhythm, and everything, which was important to us. And I know with players like Al, when he's making shots, he's also rebounding, right? And he's also defending. And so as a coach, you got to kind of get those guys a little bit. Like I got to get KD going a little bit. Can I get KD going a little bit so that I can get him going in other areas, you know? That's the goal.
I thought Tuesday night's game was one of the smartest games that your team has played maybe this year. Guys passed up certain shots for better shots, or they didn't rush shots. They took, especially in the second half, when you're kind of keeping Ole Miss at bay. That was a real smart game for your team.
Yep. We talked about the turnovers were just killing us. And so, you know, if Wendell goes in there and penetrates and gets contact but doesn't get a whistle, but he's on the ground, and they run down the other end and they're scoring, that's not good. Mm-hmm. And so Wendell picked his spots when he went in, didn't over-penetrate. Same thing with Al. And part of that is just like being willing to take open shots and not over-penetrate, not put yourself in bad spots. Because if you do that in this league, watch last night against Arkansas. Arkansas-Alabama last night, my goodness gracious. It was hard getting downhill in that game for both teams. And the difference was, you know, Alabama had a couple guys, Clowney and the great player, that were able to just get open shots, mm-hmm. right? You guys are supposed to bail me out when I talk about Alabama's best player,
Sawyer,
number 24.
Miller, Brandon Miller.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. This is an example of I take it one game at a time.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. All right. And I'm 62 years old. And I forget things every now and then.
You ready for the good questions now?
Sure.
All right, let's go to the crowd.
Herb has one.
This will be great.
Hey, it's hard to see that. What did you say, Cheshire Cat grin?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Behind that microphone.
Thank you, Herb. That's what he said.
Yeah, okay. You gave us a little scouting report of the SEC earlier on in the year. A lot of things have happened in the last 3 or 4 weeks. What's your assessment now about how things are shaking out?
Well, I mean, I was right about 1 and 2. I said Tennessee and Alabama were the two best teams in our league. And then I thought, and I still feel the same way, that then a lot of folks are going to fight for who's third through eighth or ninth even. And so I think it's shaken out a little bit like I thought it would. Missouri is better than we thought. Kentucky is struggling more than we anticipated. Arkansas being 1 and 3, I think it's more a function of their schedule, but they still have struggled to shoot it. So they got to get some things going and a got a tough schedule. Texas A&M, I thought, would be in the top because, listen, they finished so strong last year, a lot of those guys back. But then Texas A&M had a very average non-conference. It kind of dropped. They're undefeated in league play at 3-0. They had a great road win at Florida, which was an upset. And so Missouri and probably Texas A&M being a little better than what we thought. But I do think all those teams, Florida and us and Georgia, is a little better, you know, than we thought. Are fighting 3 through 8.
Herb, thank you very much for the question. We've got hands up throughout the building. We will get to as many of these as we can. We're going to take a break, and Coach loves your questions better than he does ours. So yeah, we're going to get to as many of those as we possibly can as we go throughout the night here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. More Tiger Talk straight ahead with Bruce Pearl. Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
All right, everyone, let's hit the road.
Mom, who's this?
Oh, that's Michelle. She's our alpha agent.
She helped me file that auto claim fast after that accident last week, so I figured we'd bring her with us.
Breakfast burrito?
All right. 200 miles before we stop, I hope you've all used the bathroom. Michelle, you good?
Before a little thing becomes a big thing, call your alpha agent.
It's a great day for Auburn Tigers to get vaccinated. COVID and flu vaccines are an important tool to help stop the pandemic. The Alabama Department of Public Health is offering the COVID and flu vaccines to anyone 6 months and older. COVID and flu. The COVID and flu vaccines are safe, effective, and free. COVID and flu are still on the rise. Don't let COVID and flu stop you from supporting your favorite team. Continue to help protect yourself, your friends, and our campus by getting the COVID and flu vaccines. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
This is the moment you've been waiting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our home.
When you step onto the court and into the spotlight, the moment to show that hard work and long days pay off. Because when that final shot leaves your hands and we leave our seats, that powerful moment connects us all.
Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers.
Power for a better Alabama.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
Hey, I'm Charles Barkley. Call for a Redmont and water at bars and restaurants throughout the great state of Alabama. Redmont Vodka, available at select ABC stores and package stores. Redmont Vodka is 8 times distilled, gluten-free, and is made from non-GMO corn. Looking to support a local business? Redmont Distilling is Alabama proud and minority-owned. Learn more online at redmontdistilling.com.
Submit questions by tweeting at AU Sports Network. Now back to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
We are at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn with the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham, and with head basketball coach Bruce Pearl. I'm Brad Law. I mean, I you hear about icy wind. Tonight we got icy Bruce with us here at Baumhauer's.
Well, I got a couple ice bags on my knee. Now, don't worry about it. I didn't have a really hard workout, but just enough to just get the swelling down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got to take care of them.
Absolutely.
Gotta take care. Mississippi State, Saturday night, another big game. They're all big in this league, and there's never a time when you could take a night off. Talk, if you would, about the prep for the Bulldogs.
So Mississippi State started the season 11-1 and got ranked 20-21 in the country, got ranked ahead of us for a little while. And then they got into conference play, and just like sort of Ole Miss, they've got Tennessee at Tennessee. They've got Alabama at home, and they lose both of those games. And then they beat Ole Miss at home. So that's their one win. And then they go to Georgia last night and lose close. So they've got 3 losses against Tennessee, Alabama, and at Georgia, you know, place that Georgia hasn't lost yet. So, they're a good team. Tolu Smith is probably first team all conference center. He is 4th in the nation in free throws attempted, so he goes to the line a lot. So we got to do a good job of guarding him with Janai and with Dylan, and hopefully, you know, it's not a foul fest. The one thing that Mississippi State has not done well this year is shoot the basketball from the free throw line or from 3-point line, and they've been really bad. But you can't game plan it. They're going to be bad shooting free throws. They're one of the most athletic, one of the most physical, and one of the best defensive teams in our league. They rank, I think, 7th in the country in defensive efficiency. So they really pride themselves on how they guard.
That game is 7:30 Saturday night at Neville Arena. And we saw earlier a lot of people in the crowd have tickets to the game. Show us again. Show of hands. You got tickets to the game Saturday night?
Yeah.
That's great stuff.
Wonderful.
If you could not use your voice at all Saturday until game time, that would be that'd be awesome. Let's go back to the crowd here. Jacob, who do we have?
We have Travis. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Travis.
I just wanted – first off, thanks for that autograph, by the way. But I just wanted to ask about Chance Westry, like, update on him. Should we expect to see more of him in the coming weeks?
Yeah.
How's everything coming along with him?
Travis, I'm so glad that you asked the question because it gives me a chance to talk about something that might be on people's minds. And so, first of all, Chance Westry this summer was one of our very best guards, period, okay? And then he starts the fall – And he injures his knee. We take about 4 weeks and try and rehab it because the doctors think that might be the best way to go. But it doesn't take. And so then we have to have surgery. And so he goes down to Pensacola with me. We both get knee surgery, right? He comes back. Then he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. Now you're looking at 12 weeks for a freshman in the fall. And so I tried to bring him back. Because he was one of my best guards this summer, and he just was not ready. And so now to bring him in the SEC is to put him in position to fail. It's to put him in position to look bad. He's healthy, but he's just so far behind. So, you know, I could work him in, and then maybe late in the year it pays off, but we don't live in that world. We live in a world of we better beat the next team on our schedule. And I don't, and I'm trying to honestly protect him. Chance's attitude has been terrific, and he'll be one of our best players next year. If there's an injury or if something else takes place where he has to go in, he's healthy to go in. It's just that he's got to work his way back to sort of know what we're doing. So there's a possibility you still could see him, but we'll see.
All right. Appreciate the ask. Yep. You have a question? We'll go right back to the audience. Go ahead.
We'll go to Michael. So, Coach, at Ole Miss, CMO, Chris Moore, looked to leave the court in some pain. Can you have an update on him?
Well, that's really good, Michael. I appreciate that question, but I'm not allowed to talk about injuries. There's some sort of FIPA rule or HIPAA.
Yeah.
Some
FIPA is something else.
ACC rule or something.
Yeah.
Chris left the game. He hurt his shoulder. He did not practice today. So we hope to get him back, and you know what, Chris is so important to our team because he's a loud voice, he's a spirit, he's got toughness, and you know if he can't play against Mississippi State, this would probably be the game we'd miss him more than any other game because Mississippi State will absolutely they'll knock your head off.
All right, right back out to the audience. We said we're going to try to get as many of these in as possible. Jacob, who do we have?
Here's Tim.
All right, Tim.
Tom, excuse me.
Tom, hey, Tom.
Bruce, great decision to go zone on Arkansas. I'm curious as to what predicated that decision, and might you consider the same thing against Mississippi State?
Thanks, Tom. You know what? I think a couple things. We've got it in the package. It's just that many teams are better from three than they are from two, and Arkansas was not one of them. And so we just felt like we kind of needed to build a wall, and the zone was really good for us. We actually, Tom, we were zone, but when they actually got the ball into the high post, we went man late in the clock. So the mixing of the defenses, I think, confused Arkansas a little bit, and they got standing around. And so we played a little bit of it against Ole Miss. Ole Miss was really sharp in their spacing, hurt us a couple times. But I think it's something that we could still look at coming back to as the season progresses.
You got that in your pocket.
It's in my pocket.
All right.
There are times when you want teams to take threes. There are times when you're playing a team, maybe they struggle a little more from three than they do from two. And you want them to set. I thought that was one of the big keys in the Ole Miss game Tuesday night was their percentage of threes among total shots taken was pretty high.
Yeah, and certain teams, like, for example, both Ole Miss and Mississippi State, they shoot the three ball way better in transition. Mm-hmm. When the court's open, they drive, they draw, they dish, they circle back, they make those shots. When they don't make shots is when they're in a half court. Now, every now and then, Mississippi State will shoot it when they go inside out with Tolu Smith, and that's a real challenge. Do you double Tolu or play him one-on-one? because they, Mississippi State's got a couple guys that definitely, you know, can shoot it, and that's one of the things that we're going to have to talk about and decide going in.
One more segment coming up tonight with Bruce Pearl. We'll get as many questions as we possibly can. Stay tuned. This is Tiger Talk, and this is the Auburn Sports Network.
Live Sports Radio, bringing you inside Neville Arena for all the action of men's and women's basketball game day with no delay. Every dunk, block shot, and steal, plus all the analysis from our Hall of Fame coaches, all with no delay. $25 new or $10 to reprogram the one you already have. Also, use it for every broadcast of home baseball and softball games this spring, all with no delay. With Live Sports Radio, presented by Alpha Insurance.
This is Auburn head coach and proud Ford F-150 owner, Bruce Pearl. The thing I hear most when people get in the cab of my F-150 is, this truck is huge. Well, I drive around some pretty big players, and when I get a 7-footer in the back seat and he's able to spread out, he's just blown away at how roomy and comfortable this truck is. So visit your local Ford dealer and check out Ford F-150, the official truck of the Auburn Tigers.
Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for more information.
This is the moment you've been waiting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our home.
When you step onto the court and into the spotlight. The moment to show that hard work and long days pay off. Because when that final shot leaves your hands and we leave our seats, that powerful moment connects us all.
Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers.
Power for a better Alabama.
The two-minute warning, the caution flag, the four. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. Available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
And we're back at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Bent Creek Road in Auburn. This is the place to be, by the way. If you don't have tickets to the game Saturday night at Neville Arena, come to Baumhauer's. Watch the game here. They got tons of TVs. They have delicious food, great drinks. This is a place to be. Andy, what are you going with after the show tonight?
I'm going with the buffalo chicken sandwich tonight.
Oh, that's a strong. It's a huge piece of chicken.
Yes, it
on
is
on there. It's a good sandwich.
And I can handle it.
Oh no, there's no question.
That's a real man's chicken sandwich.
Yes, yeah, it is.
It takes a real man to handle that chicken sandwich.
I will give it my very best.
They ought to add that on the menu. They ought to put. Can they quote you on that?
Sure, they can.
It takes a real man to handle this chicken
absolutely
sandwich.
Absolutely. You know what? Can I come here Saturday night and watch the game?
I think that might be frowned upon.
Yeah.
I think I'd enjoy it a lot more.
Well,
would you really though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's go back out to the audience. Jacob, who do we have?
Here's Kenton.
Coach, other than wins, what are you specifically looking at and determining whether this team is reaching its ceiling?
That's a good question. You know, what did it take to beat Ole Miss? All right. How special was Wendell? I think it was special. Not just good, special. How good was Al? Led us in defensive rebound, didn't have a turnover, didn't miss a shot. A second. Special. Janai, another double-double. And Jalen Williams played pretty well. It took four really, really, really good performances for us to beat Ole Miss, who's going to finish in the bottom half. So, you know, what I was talking to the team about today is, hey, when Zepp makes a couple shots, when KD makes more plays, Lior's going to make a shot. When we're all playing good defense, when Trey's playing the 10 minutes he's playing, but we don't drop off as much when he goes. There's some room there, right? But look, we got to get better. But we're playing pretty well right now.
3-1 in the SEC at this point.
Yeah, yep. That's pretty good in this league.
It is. Janai Broom, four consecutive double-doubles. You mentioned the matchup against Tolu Smith. The way Janai, I mean, his defense has been consistent. and offensively of late. He's just playing with so much more confidence offensively than he had at the beginning of the season.
Yep, he is. I guarantee you the first two or three possessions, Mississippi State's going to go right in it, at right to Tolu and right at Janai and try to get him in foul trouble automatically. And hopefully the officials will recognize that I got a good center too. Tolu Smith goes to the foul line fourth in the nation. So they throw it in there, and he creates a lot of contact. And he only shooting 42% from the field. So it's not like throwing it in there is a bucket every time. Yeah. But throwing it in there is a bucket or foul almost every time. You know, so that's going to be an issue. You know, Janiyah's won his matchup every night so far, right? And, you know, Tolu is probably, I would say, second-team All-SEC. You know, you got to believe the big kid from Kentucky. Shiwe is, you know, first team. Castleton, Tolu, those are your best centers. And so,
Janai can play. I wouldn't leave him out of that conversation.
Yeah.
No, I absolutely believe he is in that conversation.
Yeah.
And look, Janai has been our most consistent player this year. That's a strong statement for a transfer. He's been our most consistent player. And it's funny because he's one of the guys. I'm probably on Jalen Williams and Janai as much as anybody because I want more. I want more.
Janai has four straight double-doubles, as you mentioned. It's the first time since Simeon Bowers in 2015 that Auburn's had a four consecutive double-doubles. The next on the list is Jeff Moore, who had five straight double-doubles.
Yeah. And we just lost Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so cool that we get to mention Jeff. Tall timber.
Yeah.
He's in some great company. And that's the consistency. You know, Janai is the thing I like about him is his percentages are better too.
Yeah.
He's shooting better percentages as the competition. And the biggest thing is not as many turnovers. We turned it over four times at Georgia, three in the first half that were killers. And we can play through him, but they're going to double team him. And when the opponent double teams you, there's opportunities on a perimeter. And so hopefully we could do a good job handling Mississippi State's physicality and their double teams.
Can we talk a little bit about Dylan Cardwell behind him? He only played 10 minutes at Ole Miss, but in those 10 minutes, he had a couple of real highlight dunks, and he grabbed four rebounds in 10 minutes.
Yep.
I mean, the guy's motor doesn't go to medium. It's always right up here at the highest setting.
Yeah, I told Dylan in that game that I need Dylan Cardwell to be the upperclassman Dylan Cardwell. I need him to be the veteran Dylan Cardwell and play that way. Mm-hmm. Man, I got so much confidence in him. He's going to play at the highest level. Obviously, you know, he's an elite defender, an elite rebounder, and an elite rim finisher. And he's got way better post moves than what you think. I want him to be more aggressive. And he only played 10 minutes against Ole Miss. He probably needs to play, you know, 12 to 15 minutes. But Janai was really good out there.
Yeah.
You know, and real solid out there.
Those two have 69 blocks between the two of them this season. I mean, that's as good a shot blocking duo as you're going to find in the country right now.
It is. But we've got to do a better job, Andy, of not putting them in positions where they have to block so many shots, because when you leave to block shots, Tolu Smith's on the backside dunking everything. That's why Dylan Cardwell is able to finish some of these rim-running, thunderous dunks. Wendell Green goes downhill, the big challenge is, and then he's eating up those rebounds in a lot of ways. So that's part of getting it up, part of the ability of getting it up on the rim.
If you have questions for Coach Pearl, just a couple of minutes left in this segment. We're going to have Dylan Cardwell here on the stage with us in just a little while to help us close out the show. But a couple of minutes left if you have an opportunity to, or if you have a question for Coach Pearl, we'll get that in before Coach steps away. Always a fun time at Neville Arena. We've got some great games coming up on the schedule. Saturday night is a throwback game. It's like 90s night at Neville Arena.
But wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait a second. How many people in here think the 90s are a throwback?
Yeah.
That's not a throwback. It's, maybe for some of you young people, 90s are a throwback. A throwback to me is 1960.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Johnny knows what you're talking about. Yeah.
Man, I know
what he's talking about.
Look, I still have footwear from the 90s. I don't have underwear for the 90s. I have footwear.
Yeah. Good. We're all thankful for that.
Yeah, we are. Thankful to know that, too.
That's quite a visual.
It really is.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Speaking of the throwback weekend, you've got alumni in here this week.
Yeah, the alumni are here, which is going to be great. Marquise Daniels and Brian Smith are handling that. We're going to get together on Friday night. John Cohen is going to come over there and address our alums and get a chance to honor those guys. And those guys are always welcome to come back. But we honor them a couple times a year, and Saturday night will be one of them. We're also going to be doing something about literacy on Saturday night, which I think is obviously extremely important for our young people. And, of course, all of our Outlive T-shirts will be on sale. By the way, did you hear what Baumhowers is doing? Tud's doing here?
I've heard about this, yes.
I mean, he is going to, for the entire week of the Outlive game, February 11th, he's going to have all his staff in Outlive shirts for the entire week. And regardless of sales or percentages, he has committed $10,000 to Outlive, regardless of what the turns are.
Thank you, Tud.
And so that's just, and listen, stop and think about that. Stop and think about what that does for a family that can't afford the medication because the copay doesn't cover their chemo. It doesn't cover it.
They can't afford the gas to get there.
Or going to take off a few days from work because they're too sick. And people like Tud, people like you, are just saying, look, we're gonna cover you until you get better. You're not fighting this alone. You're going to outlive this cancer.
Think about that when you're making your lunch and dinner choices, not just the week of Outlive, but anytime.
Yeah.
The kind of place you're coming to support.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Coach, wrap it up for us. Give us some keys to Saturday night game against Mississippi State.
Get Chris Moore healthy? No. it's going to be a very physical game. Being able to handle Tolu, not let them get off from three, not turn the ball over, take good care of the ball ourselves, mix up that inside-outside game. Our defense has been our drop-back defense has been pretty elite. And then just be about excited about playing. Let's just keep getting better.
Thank you for the visit tonight. Look, we'll see you this weekend, all right?
Okay, look forward to it. War Eagle, see you Saturday night.
Tigers head coach Bruce Pearl joining us tonight. Stay tuned. Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-4AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
War Eagle, a tradition that can mean hello or goodbye. It's our battle cry, our family. It's what Auburn is all about. Ford Motor Company has a powerful tradition too, an unwavering commitment to build smarter, tougher, more dependable trucks. Ford F-150, it's a truck I drive and the official truck of the Auburn Tigers. Visit buyfordnow.com or your local Ford dealer. Tell them Coach Pearl sent you.
Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for more information.
The two-minute warning, the caution flag, the four. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. Available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Communities don't just happen. They're built by people. From the big moments to the small acts of kindness. It's the authentic connections we make that define us. At Alpha Insurance, we know that every day you're building things that are worth protecting. Because for us, this is more than coverage. It's who we are. Alpha Insurance. Building tomorrow. Together.
You're listening to Tiger Talk from the Auburn Sports Network. Back to Andy and Brad.
I love that. I wish we could have gotten that on the show.
Perfect.
That's great. Yes, sir, right there. Dylan Cardwell just got introduced by his head coach here at the House at Baumhauer's Victory.
Enthusiastically, too.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah. I mean, and I got to tell you, he riled them up better than we get them riled up. That's
for
sure.
All thanks to VP, man.
That's good stuff. Dylan Cardwell. Dylan, thanks for joining us tonight. War Eagle.
Yes, sir. War Eagle.
All right. You're comfortable with the headset. You're comfortable with the camera and the spotlight and any eyes on you. So we asked Zepp this last week. If the SEC Network came to you and they said, we're going to give you the Dylan Cardwell Show.
Okay.
You get 30 minutes.
Okay.
What's your show going to be about? What are you doing?
Well, I think I'd do like more of like a halftime show, kind of like you know how Charles Barkley does on TNT. And yeah. I would have me, Wynn, Jay Will, and SEMO. Okay. And, you know, we just talk
round
shop.
Round table?
Yeah, round table.
Okay.
And we just talk shop and review basketball games. And mostly just be us picking on Wynn, you know, because he's short and stuff like that. So
let me make one suggestion.
Okay.
Make sure they have a piano there so you can do a little jazz piano.
Yeah,
too.
I can do a little piano.
Yeah, you play piano?
Yeah, yes,
you
can.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Anybody got a piano here?
No.
They don't have one? All right. Next time. Dylan also likes to put his hands on people's shoulders and shake them and wake them up when they're trying to nap on the bus.
Yes, sir.
Before a game.
Stay alert, man. Stay alert at all times.
He did that to Brad in Oxford.
Thanks for that.
It was fun to watch because I saw it coming.
Yeah. All right. Talk about your dunks in the Ole Miss game. Yeah. One in particular, you started it with a block. You accelerated about midcourt, and you jumped from the SEC logo to finish the play.
Yeah, it just comes with this, all the conditioning we do in the summer workouts and just, you know, working on the speed work in the summer and all that agility work, man, just all of it coming to fruition and, you know, just putting down my head hard and running in transition. You know, the big man gets rewarded whenever he works hard. So, you know, thanks to my boy Wynn for finding me in transition, and the rest was just all the work I've been putting in since the summer.
Did you know you were going to make it? Because, I mean, you that was just inside the free throw line.
Yeah, man, you know, I watch a lot of Space Jam, so, you know, I believe I could fly, you know, I really could believe it.
And then in the second half, a rebound dunk down the middle of the lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I like to keep it, you know.
Dramatic.
Dramatic. You know, okay. I kind of like, you know, sweet and tangy like a Bam Bam shrimp.
Sweet and tangy like Bam Bam shrimp.
Yeah, keep like Bam Bam shrimp, man.
You know? Tug gave you that, didn't he?
Yeah.
I love this. I would watch the Dylan Cardwell Show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's go to the crowd here. Michael's got a question for Dylan.
Yes, he does. So, Dylan, if Coach Freeze offers you a football scholarship, what position would you play and why?
Red zone receiver, just straight fade routes. I don't like to do any cutting or none of that. Just send me on a straight line and just tell me to jump and I got it, you know?
I like your chances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
At 6'10", that's a big target.
Yeah, just give me the red zone and the rest is history.
When is the last time you were on a football field?
Ninth grade.
How big were you at ninth grade?
6'7". Okay. Yeah, I was JV, red zone receiver.
You were?
Yeah.
So you've done this?
Mm-hmm. Two-point conversions mostly.
Okay.
Yeah, I had one touchdown, about like 6 2-point conversions, so.
Two-point conversion specialist. I like that.
I like it.
He's jump converting ball. Two-point specials on the basketball floor now, too, by the way.
It transfers over.
Yes. Well, all right. Herb has a question.
So that dunk that you left from like Opelika to make against Ole Miss, how many times have you tweeted that clip out?
Zero. I'm actually fasting from social media.
Really?
I'm doing 21 days of fasting and prayer from Church of the Highlands.
Okay.
So I'm off of social media and all of the entertainment. So, you know, after I leave here, I kind of just, you know, pray and read my Bible and then read some books and go to bed. I try to stay off my phone as much as I can for the whole month of January. So I haven't really been able to see it much on my phone, but I was able to watch it through film. And I kind of surprised myself with that one. So
it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good dunk.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Indeed.
All right, so you mentioned that if you had your show, it would be you guys just talking about other games.
Yeah.
So how much, goodness, your schedule as a student athlete, you don't have a ton of free time.
Yeah.
But are you watching a lot of basketball in that free time, other games, SEC or otherwise?
Yeah, it just depends. You know, in between classes, I watch a lot
pull
of
that. Pull that up right there.
Yeah, I watch a lot of the highlights of other games. I love watching Kansas for some reason because they're always on my TV, but I just love watching other teams and stuff like that. So just whenever I get a chance to watch them play, it just depends on who the team is.
Okay. Talk about your energy level when you get into the game.
Yeah. I mean,
it's pretty high.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just learned to not take for granted, you know, basketball. My senior year, I didn't really get to play basketball. And, you know, every time I'm on the court, I try to give it my all, leave it all out there, because I know at any given moment the game could be taken away. And, you know, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to go out there and play, you know, whether it's 20 minutes, whether it's 0 minutes. I'm just so grateful to be at Auburn.
Well, you play like it.
Yes, it comes across. Yeah, we could all kind of take notes and approach everything with that same enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. All right, and the minute or so that we have left with you, just kind of talk about your role with this team, your improvement, your maturity on the floor as a player.
Yeah, I would say that the best thing I've improved on my time here is just the confidence in speaking in the locker room and, you know, just holding everybody accountable and holding myself accountable to, you know, playing Auburn basketball. And, you know, some games this year we haven't been playing Auburn basketball, and you know, some games we have, but we had a team meeting after that Georgia game, and, you know, we got to just open up to each other as brothers and just, you know, try to get back on track on what Auburn basketball really is, and that's just playing balls to the wall, hardcore basketball. We're just diving on the floor and playing great defense. That's what Auburn is known for, so we're trying to get back on track to that. And, you know, I'm just so glad that, you know, God has blessed me with a leadership role in this team, and, you know, me and Simo just being able to, you know, hold each other accountable and knowing that, you know, this team goes as far as everybody goes, really.
We appreciate you joining
Absolutely.
Us here.
Yeah,
that time went by quickly.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, man, I'll come back next week. I hope so.
Next
time I'll be on time. Sorry.
All right. Yes, Dylan's lobbying for another week here on the show.
I'm for it.
Yes, sir.
I am too. All right. War Eagle, Dylan. Thanks.
War Eagle.
Dylan Cardwell, number 44, coming to a basketball floor near you Saturday night, Neville Arena, 7:30 the tip against Mississippi State. We'll wrap up Tiger Talk after this. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
Tiger Talk has been Auburn's weekly coaches show for over 30 years. Join Bruce Pearl and other Auburn coaches every Thursday night at 6 Central. Send questions by tweeting at AU Sports Network or by emailing aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Tiger Talk is presented by Alpha Insurance. Don't miss Tiger Talk, Thursdays at 6 Central, only on the Auburn Sports Network.
Hey, I'm Charles Barkley. Call for a Redmont and water at bars and restaurants throughout the great state of Alabama. Redmont Vodka, available at select ABC stores and package stores. Redmont Vodka is 8 times distilled, gluten-free, and is made from non-GMO corn. Looking to support a local business? Redmont Distilling is Alabama proud and minority-owned. Learn more online at redmontdistilling.com.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hey, Tiger fans, join Coach Johnny Harris and the Auburn women's basketball staff on the Coach Jay Show. The show airs live on location from Baumhauer's Victory Grill every Monday at 6 p.m. Get the latest updates on the Tigers from Coach Jay while enjoying delicious food from Baumhauer's. The show is available locally on FM Talk 93.9 FM and anywhere else on the Auburn Game Day app. Make your plans now to join us for the Coach Jay Show at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Mondays at 6. War Eagle!
Final segment here on Tiger Talk. Andy, we're looking forward to being back at Neville Arena Saturday night. What a phenomenal atmosphere it always is.
Well, it's the first game back with the students.
Yeah, that's a great point.
It's going to be a great atmosphere Saturday night against Mississippi State.
Listen, the jungle was full for the Arkansas game 10 minutes after they opened the doors anyway.
Exactly.
And that's before they were back.
Imagine what it'll be like Saturday
night. Oh, going to be terrific.
Bring it.
7 o'clock, the airtime. That's going to wrap it up. We thank the management and staff here at Victory Grill. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Bent Creek Road in Auburn. If you can't come to the game, or if you just need lunch plans sometime, come on out here to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. The general manager of the Auburn Sports Network is Ben Harling. Jacob Hillman has produced our show on site here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Tim Walker is our engineer. Producer in our Skyview Auburn Sports Network studios, Anthony Lowe.
Tony!
For head men's tennis coach Bobby Reynolds, men's basketball head coach Bruce Pearl, for big number 44, Dylan Cardwell, and for everybody here at Bob Howard's Victory Grill, for the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham, I'm Brad Law. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance. Auto, home, life, business. Alpha Insurance covers it all. AlphaInsurance.com. Tonight's show has also been brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health. Together, we can create the best opportunity to support health and well-being for all Alabamians. By the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, celebrating 65 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power. At Alabama Power, we give 100% to achieve 99.9% dependability. Our commitment helps deliver power for a better Alabama. And by Wind Creek Hotel and Casino, with three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. You can escape every day at Wind Creek Hotel and Casino and WindCreekCasino.com. Tiger Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Auburn Sports Network, a division of Playfly Sports.